Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live.
He's alive.
From beautiful downtown. Thank you, Warren. Wow. That was really good. It was very good. Live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building, where it is a
Friday.
Guys, it's Friday the 20th. It's the weekend before Christmas.
Christmas.
A little bit of a rough start, fellas. I went and Bruce bought the donuts today. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it.
Yeah, sir.
And I stopped. We did the he buys, I fly thing, you know.
Oh, I see. Thank you, Bruce.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, it was obviously the weekend before Christmas because Winco had 48 million people in it at 4:30.
Oh, geez.
Really?
I was like, why?
Why?
Beat the rush?
Apparently something. Beat the rush. It's time to beat the rush.
And create one
at the same time. So the checker there, she's charges you the 79 cents a donut. But I told Bruce last week, it's like they give you two free if you buy a full dozen.
Oh.
If you, otherwise, you know, it's like they charge you per donut. Obviously,
wow.
That's more money.
Mm-hmm. And wait, so buy 12, get 2?
Buy 10, get 2. So they're like $7.90 for the dozen or 79 cents a piece. But if you buy a full dozen, they give you a little break there.
Oh, I see.
Now there.
So yeah, hey. There. So I said to the lady there, because she keeps forgetting that to give me the discount. And there's two different codes.
She's charging you for all of them
One's the per donut discount. The other one's the dozen.
No.
I just said, oh, is there a discount for a full dozen? Like I didn't know. Like code 2689.
What happened to your accent?
Hey, don't worry about it, Derek. And she goes, Oh, there's a discount for a full dozen? And I go, yeah. And she looks down and she goes, well, that'd be great, but you have 14 of them here. And I go, No.
Oh, you tried to do what I was thinking.
That's right, Kevin. She stared at me like, you jerk. She just gave me the look like you don't know.
So you actually did have 14?
I had 14. I can't count.
And you actually don't know.
I didn't know. I go, oh, really?
So
like that. And she
charged you.
Oh, she did not buy that for a second. She thought I was trying to scam her. I'm like, no, I'm just dumb. I just can't count. I'm all blurry today. Yeah. I go, well, I guess it is early. And she still gave me this the whole time.
Really?
Thief.
Really?
Now you're capable of giving it back.
Oh, but I was all the way in the wrong. I was like, what was I gonna do? I looked in. It's not like you can hide it. There's a window on the box.
Yeah,
you know.
Right.
I looked in there. I'm like, oh, there is 14.
How do you get so many in that box?
Well, I had two boxes.
I had to
get a second box.
Oh, okay.
I always get a second box because I don't want them to squish.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, well, so I guess we have extra donuts today, fellas.
Well. All right, then.
Honestly, I didn't mean it, ma'am.
Thank you, Bruce.
Yeah, thanks, cool. Bruce. Appreciate that. Yeah.
And that is probably a common way that people try to sneak some extra stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Oh, I only got 4 of those. You have 6.
She's going to keep an eye on you.
Oh, boy.
From
she
now
did
on.
Not buy that for a second, man.
You're on a wall somewhere.
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
Do not sell this man a dozen donuts. he's either a liar or an idiot. One of the two. Either way, he doesn't deserve the discount.
<That's right.
laughs> Dang it. 12, 14, close it up. And the funny thing was the second box that I had 3 in it. Or I was going to say, well, then just take those off. Like, you just give them back after you used your hand to put them in the box. Even with the tissue paper at that point.
Yeah.
Although I did notice the guy in front of me was just pulling them out barehanded. Without, you know, not using the little tissue paper.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What kind of society?
I know. I'm like, what are you, a caveman?
Yeah, really.
Hey, these little tissue things that don't work, use that.
Yeah.
Luckily, no one else is. I mean, they're brand new. They just roll out right when I get there, which is awesome.
That's cool.
No kidding. So put the timing down on that.
I do have the timing on that. So anyway, don't ask me to do any counting today because apparently I can't do it.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it?
I'm 100%.
12 plus 5, Monty.
Nothing.
That a boy.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
But now I changed my mind.
Yeah, what?
Now I don't want an elephant at all.
Kevin James.
I want a gorilla named Davey for beating up the skateboard kids who pull on my underwear.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, it's the Friday before Christmas, everybody. Oh, oh, oh. What else do we have planned today? I know that Billy South's going to come in and fiddle around a little bit.
That's what I heard. And I think we're going to do Christmas cards to each other.
Christmas cards to each other.
Audio Christmas cards. Mm-hmm,
very excited. Very nice.
Or gifts, however you look at it.
Yeah. They're presents.
Yeah.
Presence is a present.
That. Oh. Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Well, hello, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi. Hi, Kevin.
Howdy.
What's up, Kevin?
You know, not much. My hands feel a little dry. I feel like I need lotion again. I don't know what the deal is. Is it like a really dry time?
Yeah, it's called winter.
Yes.
Okay, I used to not have these problems, but now.
That's because you didn't wash your hands.
Maybe you wash them too much.
I think that's it. Now that I wash them more,
they dry out.
They dry out faster.
That's the true story.
That actually could be all it is. Never mind. Everything's fine.
Guys, it's all right. Don't worry about it. I know you're going to stay up late thinking about it today. You'll be like, poor Kevin.
No, I'm going to get me some good smelly lotion.
Let's go.
Throwing that on there.
Steve.
I was at my...
Not a fan.
Yeah, no, none of this.
Brother's house, and I asked for... I was like, Steph, do you have guys have any lotion? And she's like, yeah, of course. She goes, does working hands...
That a boy. That's like hilarious. That?
And I was like, sure. I don't care what I put on it. And then I realized, no, like that's actually like if I was working.
Yeah, that was like sarcasm from her too that you didn't pick up on. Yeah. You want working hands?
And
hey,
some working hands. Go figure, my brother uses that a lot.
He's got working hands.
Because he's doing a lot of yard work, a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But I was like, that was okay. But I don't like it as much as apple butter. Cinnamon good night dream.
Ladies and gentlemen, he hasn't changed his hairstyle.
I don't know about that one.
Years. He has no sense of smell and nearly had his head crushed by a tractor.
That's really something.
Lived a good life, loved a good wife, always helped someone in trouble. Please welcome one of the greatest men of all time.
True story.
Warren. Strong.
Hi, Warren.
Hello, and hi, and good Friday morning, everyone.
Howdy doody there.
Good, dude. Really good. Just doing real good.
You sure?
Wow.
No, not really.
Maybe not there for a second.
I have a question for you guys.
Uh-huh.
It'd be a good one for Monty and Bruce because they live out in the country. And you kind of do, Jay.
Sure.
I'm driving in, live on a dirt road.
Yeah, same.
Driving in the dirt road, about a mile or so till I hit the pavement.
Right.
And I keep seeing this light flashing on the left side of the road. What the heck is
that?
And get closer. Oh, it's somebody on a bicycle.
Weird.
Get closer.
Is this this morning or is this
No, it's somebody walking with a headlamp on.
Oh, my goodness,
and they're turning around looking at me. And it looked like when I went by, had a hooded sweatshirt, the hood was up.
Yeah.
And it looked like pajama bottoms on. I'm not sure, but it looked like it. My question is,
I can't wait for the question after that lead in.
Do I stop and ask
if they want
a ride?
No.
Whoa.
No.
I mean, they have a light on their head.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah.
That means they're doing this on purpose.
They planned for it. So.
And that's what I thought. And they were on the other side of the road walking, the same direction I was going. So
they were coming against the traffic?
Yes.
With the traffic.
Well, they're going the same direction as me, but on the other side of the road.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so they're going against the traffic. I got you. Yeah.
So I thought, apparently they want it. I don't know.
No, heavens no. You don't stop.
Okay.
I mean, I appreciate your neighborliness. Mm-hmm. But
now, even worse, if they had no light at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you would be like, that doesn't look good. Maybe they, broke down. They need some help.
Right.
But also, I still don't think you should pick them up.
Yeah, it's just risky. Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't.
Yeah,
you pack any heat?
Well, I had the fan on all the way.
Okay.
And the heat going. So yeah, I guess I was.
I am Bruce Almighty.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
Bruce.
Hi, Todd.
Bingo.
Bruce, you have the divine spark.
I am Bruce Almighty. Out
of the Let's go, Bruce. Yeah,
good
man.
Good morning.
Howdy doody there, friend.
Pretty good. I don't have any wild stories like Warren, but.
How bad was the ice then? You guys said only when you got to town
just
today?
Just when we got in town.
Yeah, that was kind of surprised me. I got to Mission and started heading over toward the station there. You know, I was heading to the west. And
there it is.
What is?
Sneaks up every once in a while.
I don't even know what you're talking about there.
It's cold.
And fishtail.
Oh, yeah. It was. I stopped by the STA bus plaza because some gentlemen who were working there had
working there?
Yeah, they stopped right, like they were going to cross the street.
Sure.
So I thought, oh, yeah, I'll stop for you guys.
Very nice.
Sort of stuff.
Very nice and sort of along.
Just kind of, I was like, whoa. I did not expect that. So, yeah, I don't.
Yeah, be
foggy
safe.
Foggy in town.
Weird.
Is it foggy everywhere?
I mean, it was a little foggy at my house. But
intermittent. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Easy with the big words. I mean, it's not
I heard that on TV one day.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't know what it means.
No,
he
immediately looked at you like, did I use that correctly?
I just like to throw it in when I can. You know what I mean,
you throw it in intermittently?
Yeah.
Very good.
Oh, where's the gong?
Where do you currently work?
Yeah, where do you work?
I don't know.
Employer. It's like,
what?
Monty.
I can't hear you right now, so I don't know if you're mumbling.
Are you mumbling?
I always mumble. It's like, I literally, ever since I was like first learning to speak.
Monty.
Don't do it.
Monty.
Yes, we can.
Monty.
You're an animal. Yes, there we go. You're a tiger. You're too the tiger. You're great.
Monty.
Hi, Monty.
Wow, that's next level, Jay.
Yeah, that was choking him.
Jay started to choke out and everything. Hey there. Hi there. Ho there. And Merry Christmas, Mocha.
Yeah.
Good one.
Very good.
Nicely done. Nicely
you better
done.
Sit down.
It's going to be. I'll see you at the end of the show.
The older he gets, the more dizzy he gets every time he does that.
Yeah.
Start if I take a big deep breath before
then,
I do
then
it.
Then you're okay?
I'm okay.
Yeah. Turning Christmas red.
Yeah. Monty, do you have any desire to ever, be a Santa, like one of Santa's helpers?
Well, there's two things you just said there.
Yeah,
be a Santa, and
I mean,
Santa.
Sometimes
you can't be the real Santa.
Yeah, you can't be the real, but you could play Santa as a helper.
Play Santa. Everybody kind of knows those are the helpers.
Yeah. If I did, it would be the old world style Santa.
Yeah,
the leather full length jacket and. Just that kind of
thing. Bruce is just laughing his head off.
That would be the,
the Fonzie Santa? What?
No. Have you not seen the old red leather
Fonzie
jacket?
Fonzie Santa's the greatest answer
I haven't.
Ever.
I've never heard of that before. Mm.
I'll show you pictures.
Okay, please do.
Because everybody else listening knows what I'm talking about.
Okay.
It's cool looking. Yeah.
Yeah, I do think you'd be good at it, Monty. Yeah. And Warren, I think you'd be a good Santa.
Yeah.
Have you thought about it?
Yes.
Being a helper?
Yes.
Well, I mean, look at the guy next to you over there. He's got the gray beard. He's ready to go.
He does. It's so authentic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the little Santa glasses kind of, too.
Yeah. 100%. And the squinty little eyes like Santa.
What? Where is that?
You've had to been asked to do it, like at the VFW.
No, I just get teased about looking like it.
We
got a guy that.
Do you?
Really looks like Santa.
Yeah.
He's got the little tummy thing.
The tummy thing.
Why'd you point at me, Bruce?
He
actually did point right at Warren.
Tummy thing.
The tummy thing going on.
Easy.
I don't want to touch it.
No, we're not touching. No, it's not that kind of Christmas.
Oh.
Bruce, has a child ever come up to you and gone, and thought maybe? Like I could see it at a grocery store or something.
Kind of he's got red,
Yeah, especially he's wearing a red shirt, and they could you get the right kid at the right moment, come up and want to sit on your lap.
Yeah.
What movie is that? Is that the Santa Claus that he's sitting at the park bench?
Yeah, and
all
they
the
just
kids
start
line up.
Yeah, they start wandering up.
All the kids line up and try to sit on his lap. No, it's great. Ho, 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 over there, Santa Claus. First present of the day for the rest of us is you point at Warren's stomach like that.
Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Boy, what a sound.
How I love to hear that old money clink. That beautiful sound of cold hard cash.
Kevin James.
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown!
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, Steve just came in, guys. He's in here. Let's give him a round of applause. Look at the little producer, Steve.
I'm guessing that means a game, maybe?
Hello. My name is Producer Steve.
Hey, there he is right there.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve.
I'm your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Steve, let's play the game. What's our category today? In the heads up, what'd you pull on?
You want to go on your phone or my phone, Steve? I don't care. Either way, it's fine with this fella.
I got it.
All right.
Okay.
Can you take shots for it and get rid of it?
Whichever one of you is less likely to mess it up. Never mind.
Well, I mean, he said he had it. So I was feeling confident.
He's already messed it up.
Yeah, he's already, there's that.
He already lost
it. Second, yeah.
Now he can't seem to find anything.
Oh, boy.
Borrow my phone?
Yeah, use Bruce's phone.
Brewster.
If you need a paperweight, just use Bruce's phone. Bruce, have you been doing a lot of surfing and downloading apps and...
No.
No, not so much. I don't even know
what that means, yeah. Jay.
Oh, hey, Kevin, I meant to tell you. I forgot to tell you. My wife made a treat specially for you today.
A treat for me?
Yeah, I mean, you can share because there's a lot of them. Oh, yeah, these things, look at this. Oh, boy, that's...
Oh, good Lord Almighty. What do we have there?
What is it?
Oh, Denise, you are really something. I mentioned these the other day. They were on a list of the top holiday... Steve, have you found it yet?
Good night. He's running the game back there.
I mean, I have it going on my phone.
I have some. I don't have the...
Kevin, we'll just use your
phone. He's buying a card.
What's wrong with this guy, man?
I think he's playing the game by himself right now. I can hear it running in the background. Phone. Oh, that's yours? Oh, you got it actually running. Okay.
Yeah, because I was trying to get it going. Yeah, so I had mentioned that these were like number four on the list of treats, favorite holiday treats.
Yeah.
The wreaths. You guys, cornflake wreaths, have you had these?
Have you ever had those guys?
No, never seen one.
No.
I'd never heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, they're just colored green, and then they have the wonderful... Red hot.
The red hot for the berries.
Cool. You guys don't want to eat those. You can give them to Jay and I.
Red hots. I like those, actually.
Oh, they're really good. Anyway, so there you go. There's some. She heard you mention it, Kevin, and next thing you know, we're putting those together at our house. So.
Yeah, All right, we're going with Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays.
Who's going first?
Bruce, you and Monty are going first.
Okay.
So good luck.
And
Steve, I am going to go ahead and do it since we want to do it before the news.
Oh, wow. Yikes. He's still looking through his
phone. Shots fired, and Steve just walks out.
He does.
I don't know why.
You guys.
Yeah.
Okay, right, place Bruce. It on your forehead. Bruce. Okay. You get it right, you tip it down.
Down is right.
Up is to pass.
It's what you give. You buy them at Walmart, and they open up. They have a Visa or...
a gift card.
There we go.
Down.
Yeah, very good, Bruce.
Sweet potatoes are also known as...
Spuds?
No, sweet potatoes are.
Sweet potatoes.
Yeah. It's
honey something.
No,
not honey something.
You might want to pass.
Pass.
I think he knows the word yams.
Yams. Yeah.
It's a massive dinner,
and it's called a big.
It's
blowout.
No, the dinner itself is you're eating a lot of food, and it's
a feast.
Yeah, wow, good one there.
You light them on fire, and they're little sticks,
little candles.
Yes,
there you go.
Color of
those green things.
It's your
shirt
things. Your shirt color. Yeah,
red peppers.
Yeah, red. Red is right. Down. Come on, get
pass.
Never mind. Not gonna give him Nora.
It's what you put on mashed potatoes.
Oh,
gravy.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be generous and give you one.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we'll give you five. Okay. out of the generosity of our heart.
What do you mean generosity?
Well, I mean, it was a little after the buzzer. It's fine. Nobody cares. It's Christmas.
Bad.
It's Christmas.
Yeah, it's like a gift. The yams surprised me that you didn't get yams.
I don't like yams.
So you didn't block them out of your mind.
I refuse to see them.
Jeez, what was the one that we... Oh.
You know, I tried
menorah.
To
get... Or the menorah.
Menorah was the one you did.
That'd be a tough one.
That's,
what the heck is that?
Oh, it's a group of candles.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I don't think we would have ever gotten there. It would have taken a minute.
Well, yes. I wouldn't have. Sounds like a girl's name to me. Hi, this is Menorah.
Okay, go ahead and play the game, Warren.
Yeah, okay, I don't know. Thank you, I don't know what to do.
Warren, just slide up. Place it on your forehead.
Who am I giving it to?
Jay. No, it's Jay.
Oh, sure, I'll play. Why not? you know, they came over on the Mayflower.
The settlers.
No, you know, they have the hat, you know, looks like a belt buckle.
Oh, doggone it. I can't think of the name. It's
calm down.
Really?
Calm down. It's not, it kind of like a penguin, only a.
John Wayne.
Good Lord. I think passing on Pilgrim would be great.
Pilgrim, I couldn't get it.
Uh-huh. Santa has it, and they build toys in it. It's Santa's...
His workshop.
Thank you. Yeah, very good, Warren. you eat lettuce, that's called eating... It's a color.
A green.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Very nicely done. With your... Some people call it stuffing. Other people call it...
A dressing.
It dressing, yes. Ooh. Very nice.
What?
You're going to have to pass on that one. Yes. Yeah, I don't even know what that is. Oh, it's not, some people call it dressing. Some people call it?
Stuffing.
Yeah. See what we did there? Yeah. Yeah, it was opposite day. It's not beer, but it comes from grapes and it's alcohol.
Wine.
Yeah, sure is. Santa comes down this.
Chimney.
He sure does. Oh, that's easy. Yeah, we're not going to get to green bean casserole, but nice try. Oh. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah. How'd we do there? We at least had five, I think.
Six.
Let's
six.
Go. Six championship.
Thank you for choosing
six
your
my foot.
Thank you for choosing your foot, Bruce. I appreciated that.
Wow.
Way to go, Warren. High
Thank
five.
You. Boom.
I mean, we missed Pilgrim, but you know.
Pilgrim. I could see him.
What was the one we passed on? Alms? Almsgiving?
Almsgiving? Oh, never God. Heard of
Almsgiving?
It.
Almsgiving? Yeah, I don't know what
it's
that is.
It's a group of candles.
Okay, Warren.
No, wait. That's not right.
Sounds like a guy's name.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
There it is. The holy grail of Christmas gifts. The Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
Kevin James.
And Kevin Block.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we got some stuff to give away here in a little bit. We got, you know, a big show with... Hillbilly Seth coming in to fiddle around a little bit. Boy. He's a fiddle player, too. If you care to take a dare.
I'll make a bet with you.
Thank you. You play pretty good fiddle, boy. Give the devil his due.
I can't remember the rest.
Pilgrim.
Yeah, Pilgrim.
Pilgrim. Help
the
you out a
with
bit
the stovepipe hat.
Almsgiving.
Steve-O Steve gets to go first with his audio Christmas card. We drew names of the fellow Friday crew here, and were assigned those names yesterday. Steve, who'd you end up with?
Mr. Bruce.
Brewster.
Oh, yeah, Bruce Almighty.
This better be good.
Yeah. Don't mess it up is what he's saying.
Okay.
Hey, Steve, do you want like a little music bed behind your audio Christmas card? Are you providing your own? What would you like?
It is in the little, we'll call it a tribute.
Oh, a
yeah,
tribute.
You are a producer, so you've already produced it.
Look
I guess.
At him go. He's a genius over there.
And I do have to give a little shout out to Mr. Kevin for his assistance in,
nice.
In helping me with this.
Very nice, mm-hmm. Kevin. Very nice.
That's a pleasure.
Little golf class for you there,
yeah,
Dan.
That's okay. Very nice, Warren. Very appropriate because we don't know if he deserves the full thing yet.
We don't yet.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't give him credit. Or
yeah, we don't know yet. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see.
All right. Well, Bruce, your audio Christmas card all from right. Our producer, Steve.
And yeah, it's a tribute to Bruce.
Thank you.
Bruce Hudson.
For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. Which nobody can deny.
I heard that.
You know. I have a small face, I guess.
I heard that. I got a pair of pants that go over your pants, so your underpants don't get wet. I heard that.
So, Bossy, so.
I heard that.
No, I don't get close to the milking part.
No. I heard that.
Ah, for you also.
I heard that. I ain't playing with myself, I guarantee you. I heard that.
He's a jolly good fellow, which nobody can deny.
I've heard that.
Oh, that was a short and sweet card. For
very
you.
Good, Steve. Wow. A pair of pants that go over my regular pants to keep your underpants dry. What?
You know, when you were saying it that day.
It made sense in the moment. Well, but, it did. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just kind of funny when they take things out of context.
That's a fact.
Yeah. It happens to me a lot around here, too.
Yeah. You see that.
Yes. I see that.
So bossy, so.
So bossy, so bossy. Oh, my goodness.
I heard that.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, you are a little audio, what do we call it?
I mean, he's kind of a miner because he just comes up with some audio gems.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what I was trying to get to, Jay. He's just always producing gems.
He really does. Does anybody else want to go next?
I will. Okay, if you want me to.
Absolutely. Oh, Warren Strong.
Warren, would you like some music? You want to? I've got this one.
What will you be performing?
Don't ask him too many questions. He's already deciding music. Hold on a second. What? You want this one? You want more upbeat?
No, slower.
Slower, because otherwise it'll really throw you off.
Yeah.
Or you can get a lot of horns. Which one? Do you think the first one, then?
Yeah, that's
slower?
The first one, I think.
Okay, All right. Kevin, what was your question now that he can focus?
Well, I was just wondering, what will he be doing? I expected a song from Warren, because he does love to sing.
Well, I do, but it's just a poem.
Okay.
Oh, a poem.
A poem to Jay.
Oh, boy.
You're the big boy.
Wow. I'm excited, Warren. All right.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Jay, another Christmas has arrived, but when we get the look from you, we all know there's too much jive. Oh. And now is not the time to worry about that. Now is the time to celebrate the season and all being together and alive. You're a great entertainer and a very funny man. We love your impressions the way that only you can. We hope you've been a good boy so that you get some real nice gifts. From Santa Claus, the jolly old elf, you know he keeps a list.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't get a nice present from him, we know that you'll be mad. Well, Jay, we all love you lots, and thanks for entertaining us. It really hits the spot. So, Jay, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we are all looking forward to spending more time with you.
Very good.
Thank you, Warren. That was very nice. Welcome. Very heartfelt there. I appreciate that. Yeah. I'm just warm all over. Also, it's 85 in here.
It is. So it's really hot in here.
Getting a little sleepy, Jay.
Might have to open the door just to create some circulation in here. Very nice. Very nice.
Very nice.
Who did you end up with, Monty?
I got Warren.
Oh, you got Warren. And then, Bruce, who did you get? You get KJ?
Oh,
KJ.
You have me.
Yes.
Oh, what a treat.
I have Monty and Kevin. Who do you have?
Steve.
How fun was that for you? Was that like, you know how you do that thing where you draw names for like a secret Santa or something?
Yeah.
And sometimes you're like, well, okay. And then sometimes you're like, oh, solid. Yeah.
Well, what was the bummer about it, Jay, was that I had like a bunch of ideas in my head in case anybody else struggled. You know, these guys don't do this for a living.
Right. I see what you're saying.
And they were like, if anybody needs any help, just let me know.
Yes. Yeah. Did anybody take you up on that?
No. Oh, but wow. I was happy to throw out some ideas.
Yeah.
And so I kind of did that, and I had an idea for Steve. Well, the problem was some stuff go on last night, then I fell asleep.
Oh, no.
So I did not begin working on Steve's, and again,
slacker.
What I thought I was going to do. Did not happen.
Oh, no. Because you had that whole dance number that we were going to video and
100%.
Everything. Yeah.
And so instead.
Ooh, interpretive dance?
Yeah, interpretive dance.
I started it at like 11.
So we got the backup project.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think it's still good. It's just the other one didn't make sense what I was going to do.
As you started to work through it. You guys ever done that? You start a project and then you're like, you're barely into it and you go, this was a dumb idea.
Yeah, this wasn't bad. What I wanted at all.
Many times.
Yeah, I don't need another lean-to, especially in the kitchen. You take it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what
I
mean.
Oh, no, I would never do that. Take that down. would that would stay.
I would leave the lean-to indoors.
The lean-to would be fine.
Yeah. Some of these projects don't end up working out. But how do you think you did? You think you're good? You got an A-plus project for us?
I will give it a...
Bruce is already saying
B minus, maybe?
B minus. Bruce, so what do you think your effort is?
Mine's going to be excellent.
Yours an A. You got an A. You got
I read it right.
If you could read it. Yeah. How do you think you did, Warren? What's your personal grade on your own?
So-so.
How about a grade?
A grade.
Oh, a grade. C.
C? I know. Well, stop speaking Spanish. How about a grade?
D.
All right. We'll get to everybody else's here coming up just a little bit here. What day? What time is Seth going to make it in? Around 7:30 then?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Nothing says Christmas like a redneck fiddle.